so hard, you know, two people who are strangers trying to get to know each other. I mean, you know, what do you talk about? Where do you start?
But you have one thing in your favor. You have that lovely, agile young body.
Can't you tell I'm crazy about you?
I find you a very exciting woman.
I really want to believe that.
I don't think I've ever had a dream this beautiful.
I really think you mean that.
Every day it's going to get better and better.
But that's going to take time.
Just mellow out a little bit.
I'm not sure I understand.
Do I detect a note of insecurity?
I'd be a fool not to trust you.
Your desire very often borders on desperation, Karen.
When I start to think, I get confused.
Well, I figured you didn't want to talk about that.
No, at least I don't think so.
There is just one thing.
I promise I'll do my best.
Because if you're not willing to give me everything that you've got, if you're not willing to really knock yourself out for me, it's not worth it.
Maybe I'm not as young and inexperienced as you think.
That bothers you, doesn't it?
I am not a sick child who has to be coddled. And I can deal with this.
Okay. Sounds great.
I don't think you're ready to accept the way I feel about you.
That's news to me. I thought it was working very well.
I feel like I'm in occupied territory.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's just that, you know, you let your feelings show sometimes, Brad.
Always ridiculous reasons.
Well, you're entitled to your opinions, David.
Why, you really are sure of yourself, aren't you?
You might make a note of that.
But you've got to let me explain something to you, okay?
But I suddenly see something very clearly.
Just think about what I said.
I know very well what you're talking about.
I don't want to discuss this subject any further.
Well, then I don't know what you want me to say.
You won't even consider the alternative.
I mean, every time I try to talk to you, you won't listen to me, and there just doesn't seem to be any way to reach you.
I never asked you about those years, and I'm not asking you now. But I want to warn you.
That's quite an admission.
What about it?
Oh, Alan, you know what I mean.
Look, it's really none of your business, Vanessa.
Did you really mean what you said before?
You know that's impossible.
How would you know?
You know, you're really making my day, Dorian.
I hear what you're saying, Tom. But you just mark my words. These things always backfire, and you know it.
What kind of a man do you think I am?
You want to talk about it?
No, not really.
That's been a problem all along.
But I don't care what you think.
Does it matter?
Now, I wouldn't believe a word you had to say.
I have nothing to say.
That doesn't surprise me, Nancy.
I can see you're not in the mood for a rational conversation.
Under the circumstances, that would be quite impossible.
I trusted you once.
I'm attempting to correct all those weaknesses.
This may be your last chance.
You're entitled to your own opinion.
Would you please call me when and if you ever come to your senses?
You only do this to make me crazy.
Don't you understand?
No, I don't.
You talk about an inability to love. You couldn't express a tender, vulnerable emotion if your life depended on it.
Is this some kind of a put-down?
You think that everybody buys this macho, intellectual image that you try to project?
You don't know how I'm feeling. You never have known how I was feeling, and you never will. I don't think you're ever going to know how another human being feels.
You're always right.
I make more sense than anyone you've ever met, probably.
You can never forgive. Your mind is so damn closed all the time.
Oh, now I'm going to hear about that. I don't get a minute's peace from your whining.
Listen, I don't need any of your cracks, okay?
This is an instant replay of the last time you kicked my guts in.
No, it isn't.
Sure, act like it's all my fault.
I'm as human as anybody else, and I know what your problem is.
You love to drive anybody crackers, you know that?
I am very well aware of it.
What are you saying, Dorothy?
I'm going to say this for the very last time.
Shut up. I don't want to hear it. You know, the whole world could do with less of your negative information.
Would you stop preaching at me?
Nobody knows the witch you are.
How dare you talk to me like that?
You are too stupid for words.
I can't take any more of this, Frank.
No. No, I'm not going to walk away from this.
Just get out. Will you just get out? I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear anything that you have to say.
So this has been going on for months, huh?
I don't know. I don't know about anything anymore.
We can't go on like this. We cannot go on like this.
You and I gotta have a talk, Leslie.
This just isn't the right discussion to start off our third year of marriage.
It seems to me that things aren't really the same anymore.
It's rather ironic, isn't it?
I really just feel like such a fool.
We just don't seem to get anywhere with it.
Things can't get much worse than they already are.
I know only too well.
Our relationship is over and has been for a long time.
Oh, you didn't think this was going to last, did you?
Why not?
Look, I took advantage of you, and I'm sorry. I've said that. Look, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
It's gone forever.
It's all over with now.
And I'm not blaming you for anything.
Barbara, I wish it could have been done differently.
I was so afraid you'd never speak to me again.
Thank you for being honest with me.
It's really kind of incredible that we were friends.
It wasn't a casual affair. Don't ever think that.
Were we happy?
Sometimes.
There was a time when you and I were quite close.
I never felt as close to you as I did tonight.
I thought I would go out of my mind.
I played the saint.
I nearly fainted with pain.
Being married does make a difference, huh?
Let's forget the whole thing happened.
How about falling in love all over again?
We'll start from the bottom, work our way up.
We can start over, baby. We can be happy.
Can't you trust me? Just a little bit.
That's the attitude, baby. From now on, no more regrets.
Darling, that is all in the past.
I think you should spend a nice, quiet evening at home.
I hope you're right.
I tried to do the right thing.
And it made you miserable.
Yeah, well, I guess I knew it all along. I just wasn't ready to face up to it.
Look, you mean it, don't you? I mean, you can just turn everything off just like that.
Is that what you think I'm doing?
Yes. And I'm determined not to let that happen ever again.
Okay, I just hate to see it end so soon.
Well, that's all rather unimportant now, isn't it?
Well, there's got to be some sort of answer somewhere.
Did you really mean what you said before?
Well, I don't know, Annie. I've got to check my schedule for next week. I don't know.
It just seems so hard, you know, two people who are strangers trying to get to know each other. I mean, you know, what do you talk about? Where do you start?